Is Gavin the one that's really running things, or is Gavin up next? You know, one of the things that I think is happening, one of the reasons why I think that people like Kamala Harris and even Gavin Newsom is willing to let this continue to go on is because I think that they think that they next in line. I don't believe for one second, not even a little bit, that Kamala Harris gives a flying F about Joe Biden. I don't believe even a little bit that Gavin Newsom gives a flying F about Joe Biden. Not even a little bit. I seen the leader of the Democratic National Committee and NAACP, and he say, we're not going to support Joe. We love Joe. Man, listen, Joe Biden, and it's so funny. He's the greatest. My boy Kwame said he's the greatest politician of all time. The greatest politician of all time. This guy has spent a lifetime in politics. A lifetime in politics. And what's interesting about it is that the very things that we say we don't like Trump about is the very things that Joe Biden actually helped craft the law throughout his lifetime and have said and stood on the idea that he don't even care nothing about y'all. Our memories are so short to where we don't even remember some of the stuff that Joe Biden has said and what he's done. The legislation that's been put in place that has absolutely kept y'all under duress and y'all forgot about it just because you don't necessarily like Trump. You don't like what Trump says. You don't like that he liked to grab chicks by the pussy or something like that. I get it. I understand character is a big thing. It's 100% a big thing. And I think that if we was to able to find somebody that have both great character and great policy, then that would be a win-win. I mean, that would be a shoo-in for the most part. And it's hard to find somebody that's not getting it in and busting down these porn stars. However, if I have to choose between somebody that is absolutely incoherent versus somebody that has great policy, but character could be a little bit questionable, I'm going to take the guy that's the great businessman, the guy who we can definitively look at the 4 years that they were in office and say those were some of the best years in our lifetime that allowed for us to be able to be successful. But here's a sentiment on Gavin Newsom, because I think that Gavin Newsom is 10 times worse than Joe Biden. Check it out.
I will never turn my back on President Biden. Never turn my back on President Biden. I don't know a Democrat in my party that would do so, and especially. After tonight, we have his back. We run not the 90-yard dash. We are all in. We're going to double down in the next few months. We're going to win this election.
All right, there you go. Gavin Newsom defending President Biden's train wreck debate performance somehow, some way. Newsom says Democrats are fully in support of Joe, even though the California governor has been mentioned as a possible replacement on the 2024 ticket should Biden step aside. But maybe Newsom should focus on fixing issues in his own state. For example, why people are choosing to leave one of the best states in the country, one of the best places in the world. There's a mass exodus. We're talking about nearly 800,000 people have left the Golden State since 2021, including a long list of celebrities, which really is what I guide my life by. Mark Wahlberg in really good shape, as is Dean Cain, Sylvester Stallone. Some of the A-listers saying goodbye. And Adam Carolla could be the next. The comedian host of The Adam Carolla Show, fantastic podcaster, stand-up comedian, joins us now. Adam, welcome.
Thanks.
Do you really mean thanks?
Yeah.
Yes, I thought
you
so.
You know I love doing your show.
Oh, absolutely. To see you in person in a suit is fantastic.
I put it on for you.
I'm honored.
And maybe Gutfeld.
Right.
But so, mostly you.
I appreciate it. So, Adam, people look at Newsom and say, he looks the part, man. This guy's got everything going. What should we know about this governor? And are you astounded they keep saying he's the likely replacement should Biden fall flat on his face?
Are we really going to elect somebody because he looks the part? Are we electing people because he look the part? Even Eric Daniels is saying he's helped ruin California. Do y'all know what Gavin Newsom's track record has been? Gavin Newsom is the precursor to the downfall of San Francisco because he was the mayor of San Francisco. You know where you can't go nowhere without stepping on doo-doo in the middle of the street? Then Gavin Newsom became governor of California and proceeded to ruin every single thing that was even remotely good about the state of California. So much so to where they're operating at a massive multi-billion dollar deficit today. And what is supposed to be the greatest economy, what is supposed to be the time where everybody is working and running it up and making money and housing costs are at an all-time high, which means that you're collecting crazy amounts of property taxes. California is operating at a deficit. And not just a small one, not 100 million, not 200 million, not even a billion, not 10. It's more like between 45 and 65, and conservative estimates are placing it above that. And they're saying that Gavin Newsom is supposed to be a shoo-in, because we already know at some point he's going to run for president of the United States of America. They're saying that Gavin Newsom, and one of the reasons why his loyalty is so unwavering, is because he's supposed to be the next up in line between him and Cam Cam in order to run the United States of America.
Well, he's kind of the face of politics and everything that's wrong with politics, which is just this weird aesthetic and a sort of I'd like to have a beer with that guy versus anything good in the policy department. He's a disaster in the policy department. Newsom is. He's an empty bag. He's a 10-cent head. But he's mainly a sociopath. I've interviewed him on my podcast.
You took him apart.
I did, because he lied, and then he lied, and then he doubled down, and he had no solutions. And he brought up a problem, tried to get some points, score some, like, intersectional points on it. And when I kept pressing him as to what the solution or the answer was, he had nothing. But he is kind of perfect for California, because Californians are sort of vapid and dumb and, you know, superficial. And they're dumb enough to vote for a guy like this.
So interesting. He's got 44% approval rating. Now everyone is coming no longer in Texas. They wired it up. They're now pouring through, in terms of illegal aliens, through San Diego, where you get free education, free room, free board, free health care. How do people feel about paying their tax dollars into that?
Y'all do realize that everything that they say is free is not free. It's all being paid for by somebody. Every single thing that y'all think is free is not free. It's being paid for by somebody. So even though a politician may take credit for the thing that we pay an egregious amount of taxes for, they'll say it's free. Free healthcare has never been free. Free food is being paid for by somebody. Everything has to be paid for by somebody. Have you noticed that even in a recession, or even when prices go down or housing prices go down, that property taxes don't? Everything is being paid for by somebody. So when you get these migrants in there, or you get free Medicaid or free Medicare for the migrants or for people that's not even supposed to be here, somebody got to foot the bill.
Well, what they don't understand is when you create, you know, homeless, let's just really break it down.
Oh, yeah, we didn't break the homelessness.
Homeless and illegals. But, I mean, if you don't have a home, then you're homeless. So you get to go wherever you want.
No, you go back. First of all, they call them unhoused now. It's improper to call them homeless.
Home tonight. I go back home tonight. But if I'm homeless, I'll go where the wind takes me. And if the getting is good in California, they're giving me luxury condos to live in and all the handouts and free needle exchanges and everything else, then I'll just drift over to California. So California imports homelessness.
It attracts it when he said he was going to solve it. How do you project? If it is Trump Newsom, how does that go?
I think Trump destroys him. I mean, Newsom's a sociopath. He's ruined California, and he wants to franchise. So it's basically like saying, I built the world's worst taco stand in California, and now I'm going nationwide with him. and
thank you,
no one's buying what he's selling. You know, Michelle Obama or somebody like that, maybe that's a different story.
She has no interest, I don't think, if we're to take her by her word. So, Adam, you're a stand-up comedian. well established. I usually think guys like you are beyond the heckler. But not only is that not true these days, it's not even true for someone like Seinfeld. Overseas, selling out big arenas, now getting heckled because he's Jewish, he's proud of it, and he's sticking up for the Israelis. And it's followed him again. He's getting hecklers standing up in Australia and beyond. Here's an example.
You're in the wrong place. Here's the other thing I think you need to go back and tell who's ever running your organization. We just gave more money to a Jew. That cannot be a good plan for you.
You know, it's interesting, you know, for news guys, sometimes you get protests, you get yelled at. I get it. For Jerry Seinfeld's the most benign observational comedian around, blub.
I think that, to be honest with you guys, well, I'll save that commentary for the next segment of the show, for the final segment of the show. Let me read a few of these super chats. And then I'm-